Today is Friday, March 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, you guys, I made the soup. And, this is a carryover from yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It is a carryover from yesterday. But before I tell you all about the soup, because I know you're all dying to hear about the soup. I know it is just, you're dying to hear about it. You can't wait. But before we do that, we are going to listen to a voicemail by the one and only Mr. Scotty Battler. So let's go ahead and do that now.
G'day, Adam. It's Scotty Rosie Battler.
Hi, Scotty.
Calling to you from the only place left on Earth where coronavirus is not an issue. Totes everything okay here. True blue, ridgy-didge Aussie public servants are immune and invincible to coronavirus.
Oh my gosh.
Give us a... all safe.
Wait a minute. If you're immune, you should definitely be donating your blood. I hear that they're looking for people who've had coronavirus and then got over it. And they're looking to use like plasma or something like that from their blood to fight the virus and people who have it now or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, you guys should be lining up to like donate.
Carrying on working. Nothing to be scared of. Stop complaining. You can't work from home. Just get on the train and go to work and try not to get infected by all the diseased people. I'm doing my 10-minute nipper walk around two city office blocks, which is easier than normal because all the chairs and tables from the cafes have been wiped from the sidewalks. I mean footpath, but I said sidewalk so you'd understand me. It's great. It's so quiet. Now listen, there's so much shopping I need to do, and living in Australia, shopping is not as good or as easy as it is in crazy America. Like, I need to buy some guns. No, seriously. I do need to buy some stuff.
I have one.
Are you worried? On a serious note, because you live in the South, in Arkansas, where every single person without fail has guns, and people are lining up at gun shops. I mean, it's pretty darn stupid. So
now we have a music backdrop. So I'll stop you there. So we will finish your voicemail, but I'll stop you there for a moment. I do have a gun, but not here. So I'm not opposed to gun ownership. I mean, there are things I think there should be, you know, limits. I think there should be a lot more limits than we have right now, but I'm not totally like anti-gun for hunting, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, not like automatic, semi-automatic, you know, those like military style rifles and all of that. I'm not pro that, but I also, you know, I was raised in the South where guns are a big deal, and I don't think that we should completely outlaw them, but I'm not scared. I mean, I've been around guns my whole life, so it's not a big... Now, I will say where I live now is, you know, probably less so, but in South Arkansas, I mean, I know you're thinking, oh, you live in Arkansas, you live in the South, but we are much more northern thinking in the northwest corner of Arkansas than if you were to go down where my brother lives, which is like the southeast part of Arkansas. And, they are much more, you know, you ain't taking my damn guns, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm not scared about it. And I don't think people are going to start going out and shooting. Although someone will email tomorrow, like a news story where someone has gone out and shot. But I've grown up around guns, so I'm not really afraid of that. I mean, obviously they can kill me, but or hurt me, but I've never, you know, been really afraid. So no, I'm not scared of that. We'll just keep playing it.
Tree descends into anarchy and shooting and crazed killings. It's going to be the USA for sure. Okay, well, stay safe. I hope you avoid getting shot. Bye.
Well, thank you for your call, Scotty. It's always, you know, very uplifting when you call. So I really appreciate it. No, I do appreciate your call, Scotty. And that did come in last week, I think. So, and yesterday I had just finished recording and I was like, oh crap, I've been complaining about not having any content. And I have a voicemail from Scotty that I need to play. And then another one came in after that. So I was like, we're just going to play, you know, I have a short podcast, so I'm not going to play both of them in the same episode. But I was like, oh my God, I've been complaining so much. And there's a voicemail I could play. I did want to actually, so I believe it was yesterday. No, day before yesterday. I can't remember now. I think it was yesterday when I posted my show. I always post album art, but it doesn't really go on the podcast itself. So when you download the podcast on your favorite, you know, catcher or whatever, your favorite pod catcher or whatever they call them nowadays, whatever the kids are calling those things you listen to podcasts on, that photo doesn't go, as far as I know, that photo doesn't go as album art. And I'm lazy, so I don't really add album art that you're going to get, you know, in your podcatcher. But, I mean, you get the main Geeky Gay logo, you know, album art. You don't get, like, a per-episode picture. But it shows up on the Twitter feed where, so when I post a show, it links to Twitter. There was a problem with Facebook, I think, so I don't think Facebook does it anymore. I'm sure there's a way to fix that, but regardless. So yesterday I posted a photo of this house, and I just want to let everyone know, the photo that I posted of the house on Twitter, and if you can go back and find it, that photo is the house that my mom sent to me to look at. And I'm not going to go into details about how much it costs or anything like that, because I don't want to talk about that. But I will tell you this. One advantage of living in Arkansas is that property value is much lower. We have a lot of open space here. You know, we're not a big city. And so property value is a lot lower here in Arkansas than it is in a lot of, I mean, like San Francisco or Seattle or, you know, even probably Dallas. But you know what? Probably the homes are comparable in Dallas to what they are here. Maybe a little bit more, but depending on where in Dallas. I mean, if you're trying to live in like downtown Dallas, and that's the same here. Like there's a little small area around Bentonville Square where everything's within walking distance. You know, there's a movie theater within walking distance. There's grocery store within walking distance. There's an art museum within, you know, like a world renowned art museum within walking distance. All of this stuff that's in Bentonville, lots of restaurants, stuff like that. It's a very small town, but you can ask. Friends of Joe Batance came to the movie festival we have every year in the spring, and they were really impressed with Bentonville. It's a really nice town. But anyway, so if you live around the square of Bentonville, the cost goes way up. I mean, way, way up a lot, like exponentially. But if you're just living in these little neighborhoods around and you're not near the square, our prices are very affordable. So it's a big house, and we're not even looking for a house that large. I mean, I really would like a house that's around 2,500 square feet. I would go so far as I would go as large as we can with our budget, because then we could add things like a movie theater room and, you know, a gym if we wanted to. And I could have a larger studio and Mark can have his own office for all this working from home we're doing. So I don't mind having a large house, and they're affordable here. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're affordable. But Scotty made a joke about that was like the largest house he had ever seen. It's 3,400 square feet and it's very affordable. Actually, the price is amazing. But I don't want to give the price because then people will know like what my budget is and all of that. And I get enough flack, you know, but I mean, we have a reasonable budget for the income that we make. In fact, when we buy a house, we're going to be paying the same or less than the rent payments we're paying every month, even for a 3,400 square foot house, just to let everyone know. I mean, that 3,400 square foot house, the payment on that would be almost identical to what we're paying in our rent every month. So there you go. So we are budgeting for what we can afford, definitely. So the cauliflower soup, for those of you who waited till the end, it turned out fantastic, but apparently Archer and Gary do not like cauliflower. But I roasted the cauliflower, I sauteed some until it got nice and brown, and sauteed some onion and garlic and some olive oil, added milk, cream, and chicken stock, and put the cauliflower and let it simmer for about 15 minutes, and then I blended it up and added nutmeg and salt and pepper. It was so good. It was creamy. Oh, added butter as well. It was really good. So if anybody wants the recipe, let me know. And I actually wrote down the recipe in a cool app I found on Android called Recipe Keeper, and I can send it to you. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.